Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today I want to talk to you about the best ways to revamp an old bestseller. Have you ever had a product that sold like crazy for weeks or months and then suddenly it just came to a screeching halt? So what do you do when a popular product stops selling? How do you get customers interested or re-engaged with a once popular product? Now, it could be that your audience has moved on and it's just simply no longer in demand, but before you give up on something that's been a success and can, you know, just write it off as a complete loss, it's worth giving a few simple things a try. Now, it's important to keep in mind that, you know, the market does shift and certain products do stop being as popular over time. So I don't want you to spend a ton of time beating yourself up over, you know, trying to make something popular again if it does kind of seem like customers have moved on to something else. I want you to think along the lines of, you know, something like bell-bottom jeans. While they have their moments of being wildly popular, their success has to be perfectly timed with the market. It's also it's a very specific audience that doesn't usually include people who wore them the last time they were popular. So that type of product has to be, you know, bullseye specific to sell well. On the other hand, a little black dress is something that's a timeless classic and may just need a little tweak here and there with the marketing to get it in front of the right audience. So the first thing you want to consider about your once best-selling product is, does this product fall into the bell-bottom category or the little black dress category? Is it something that is considered to be super trendy and has to be well-timed with those trends? Or is it a classic that can be used no matter what is considered, you know, to be on trend and in at that moment? If your product is more like the bell-bottom jeans, you may have a little more difficulty with, you know, getting customers excited and re-engaged again. So no matter how many tips and strategies you try, it may just not be time. So just keep that in mind. It doesn't mean that your product isn't worthy of sales. It just means that, you know, the interest has waned at the moment. So for teaching purposes, I'm talking about products that fit into the little black dress category for today. All right, so you have your product that you want to get selling again and you want customers to see it and say, oh my gosh, I love this, I want to buy it. And you know that it should be a steady classic. So the first thing I want you to ask yourself is, when is the last time it sold? If it's been a while, you know, like more than 30 days since the last sale, renewing the listing may give it a boost in recency and help it get going again. This recommendation comes with a little bit of a caveat though. I don't want you to apply it as just a blanket statement to all of your listings, so please listen to this carefully. In years past, let's say, you know, like 2015 to 2016 and before, sellers could really game the Etsy algorithm and, you know, renew listings multiple times a day to get their listings up to the top of search. There was even, you know, this really cool app you could use where you could pay for it to renew multiple listings all day long and keep your shop at the very top of search. And the big shops, they really gamed the system this way. And now this sounds like old Etsy folklore because this does not work anymore. Etsy has, however, confirmed, and it was even mentioned in the Etsy U course that I took at the beginning of the year, that recency does play a small part in search relevancy. So it does not hurt to try it on a listing that you know converts. But that is the caveat. Do not simply just renew to renew. If you renew a listing that has bad photos, tags, titles, something that has never sold, never had engagement, then you're wasting your money. Yes, it's only 20 cents, but what's the point in doing it if it's something that's really never converted? It's only going to be worthwhile in listings that have a good selling history, but it's just set idle for a bit. So you want to make sure that you do a quick audit of the listing, tweak anything that might need an adjustment before you spend that 20 cents on a renewal fee. Now, speaking of tags and titles, a dip in sales could be from something as simple as a change in customer behavior, which is, you know, constantly changing. Customers may be typing a different phrase in Etsy search than what they used to, you know, than what they were using when you set up your listing 6 months or a year ago. So this means that it's time to research your tags and titles and see what search phrases customers are using to search for products similar to yours. You can use that ABC method that I've discussed earlier, where you just type in a main keyword that describes your product, then, you know, hit the space bar, then the letter A, and see what auto fills, you know, the popular phrases. So for instance, say you sell monogram jewelry and you want to gather research for necklaces. You would go to the search bar on Etsy, type in necklace, hit the space bar, enter the letter A, and see what populates. Write down all of those relevant letters, then move on. Repeat the same process, except this time you enter the letter B, and so on and so forth through the whole alphabet. It's a tedious process, but it's very useful. Now, another way to find new relevant terms is to look at your shop stats and review the terms that customers are entering to find your shop. There is a little bit of a negative side to that, because if you're not getting a lot of volume for those search terms, like say it's a term that there's only 5 views for it, you don't necessarily want to add that to your shop because you're not getting a high volume or a lot of results for it. So just be mindful of what you're adding. You want it to be something that is driving a lot of volume to your shop. Don't add something that you're only getting 1 or 2 clicks for. Now, there's other great tools such as eRank or Marmalade if you want to be able to look at specific trends or search volumes for other keywords. And that ABC method isn't getting you as much information as you would like. Now, another way to get accurate data that is going to be specific to each listing in your shop is Etsy ads. But as we know, that does require some investment. The Etsy ads show you exactly what the customer types in for the listing, and it's going to tell you which terms have high click rates and high purchase rates. 30 days is the ideal time to run an ad campaign to get the most accurate information, but you want to run them for at minimum 2 weeks so you can see the specific search terms that customers are entering that lead to the clicks on your listings. So set your budget for the amount that you can afford and are willing to spend. If $30 is what you can afford for a month of ads, then $1 a day is, you know, what you need to set your campaign for. So only set it for what you are willing to spend. Don't set it for $10 a day if that's really going to be financially a strain for you. So if you're simply looking to gather keyword research and you're not worried about the conversion part, then $1 a day should be fine. In my experience, $1 a day is not really enough to convert to sales, especially in a large shop for someone that has 100 listings. If you're advertising 100 listings, $1 a day is not enough to get those listings in front of enough people to convert. So just keep in mind that the money you're spending is primarily for market research. So keep your expectations for conversions low. All right. So once you get those search terms, then you can add them to your titles, your descriptions, your tags, Those search terms can also help you to apply to your ABC method to get more search terms. We're all about the search terms here, so we can see what customers are doing and understand their behavior to get them to your shop. Now, the last thing I want to cover that often gets overlooked when we're revamping a once bestseller is the cover photo. Sometimes the problem is not the product itself. You could have just an awesome off-the-charts product, but it's the color combination that you're showing the customer. They're not always able to visualize things like you are. Not everybody's creative like we are, and we can, you know, imagine things. They really need to see it, and it needs to be done for them. So maybe the trending colors have changed since you list the product a year ago or 2 years ago, and it just needs to be updated with this season's popular colors. So if you think it, you know, could be the colors, but you aren't sure, you could always duplicate the listing and perform an A-B test. Just have a different main cover photo and see which one converts better. That's a really quick and easy way to see how your customers respond without just, you know, totally revamping the original listing. And when all else fails, if you've just worked your booty off to make the listing better and it's still not converting within the platform, do your best to drive traffic to the listing from outside traffic sources. So, like I mentioned before, you know, this can be done through ads if, you know, you want to pay for them, or do a media blast of everything through, you know, your email list, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you interact with your target audience. Pinterest is my favorite right now. That's what's, you know, converting best for me. But just wherever your audience is hanging out. And sometimes it really is as easy as just getting traffic back to that listing so that Etsy sees that your listing is still alive and customers are still interested. Etsy, just like you, is interested in making money. And they want to send customers to listings that look like, you know, they're going to sell and make them a commission. So you want to do your best to show Etsy that, or Amazon, or wherever it is you're selling, that your listing is worth showing. So a listing that looks likely to sell and convert is a listing that Etsy is going to push to the top of search. Now, I say all of that with the advertising and traffic, but please don't play games to get to the listing scene. No like for likes, no traffic games, no, none of that. You want this to be as organic of a process as possible, or you're going to inadvertently end up pushing your listing back down because it's not converting. You want your listing in front of real customers, not sellers just trying to inflate your stats. You don't want your numbers to go up from people that aren't looking at your listing with the intent of buying. So the Etsy algorithm has caught on to these games, and it's going to eventually suppress your listing because, like I mentioned before, they want a listing that looks like it's likely to sell. And if people keep looking at it without buying, then Etsy's going to say, oh, this listing doesn't sell. So it's wasting a spot at the top of search, and it's going to push it down. So we don't want to do that to our listings, so no games. Now, if after you've tried all of these strategies, your listing still doesn't gain traction, it may just be time to throw in the towel. And, you know, that's okay. Not everything we sell is a winner, and not all winners last forever. So running a business is full of hits and misses, and that's why we're always working on new product lines. I mean, even Target has a section of things that weren't winners. So we just continue to work on our business, and as you get better at studying and understanding your target audience, there's going to be more hits and less misses. So it's always a learning process, and we're just continuing to work. So let's recap. If you've noticed that a once bestseller, you're looking at your stats and you see, man, this thing isn't selling anymore, it's time to get to work and try to get it back on top. If it's been a while since it's, you know, sold at all, you can try to renew it, you know, for a quick fix and boost it in recency and relevancy. You also want to perform keyword research to find out if customers have changed the way they're looking for your product. This can be done through the ABC method, shop stats, or paid advertising, which can help boost traffic to your listing. If spending money on ads is not in the cards, you can increase awareness of the product on social media. Just stay away from the Etsy games so you don't end up hurting your listing more by decreasing your conversion rate. And finally, if after 30 days, things don't start to improve for that listing, know when to throw in the towel so you can move your attention to what your customers do want. All right, so I think that wraps it up for this. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with your handmade seller friends or post it on your favorite social media platform. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today, and I will talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, it's no secret that starting a business can be super overwhelming. I appreciate that you trust me enough to listen to my advice, and I want to help you on your path to success. If you would like to receive more tips and strategies from me straight to your inbox, I would love for you to become a business bestie at bit.ly/sassybesties, and it's completely free to join. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I will talk to you next time. Bye!